Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, and we on the air.
Yes, we are, Mother Jenkins.
Oh, hey, hey, this is Luella Jenkins, sugar.
And Ron Anthony.
Yeah, and him, baby. We finna play this here, Nelly. Y'all ready for this? This is Nelly. Just a Dream on EOTM Radio. And I'm Mother Jenkins.
They came through, taking their debut yep. In the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fight. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Yep. Time ain't never wasted.
Oh, no.
They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East.
Uh-huh.
It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media's a marriage tutor.
Woo!
With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr.
Junior.
Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building, building.
Oh,
yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What? Holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. Yes, y'all, we had a couple of technical difficulties, but we are on air, so I really do appreciate you guys for chiming in with your girl. Yes, you guys, you guys already know that EOTM strives to encourage, empower, and enlighten your minds with a little network, because you already know that it increases your net worth, definitely. Yeah, you guys, we have a really great show for you guys tonight, y'all, and I hope you guys are prepared to share your comments and your thoughts. Yeah, for you guys that do not know, EOTM stands for Entrepreneurs on the Moon. It does not stand for Employee of the Month, I should say. Yeah, so for you guys that are just chiming in, you guys can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543, because we have a juicy, juicy, juicy topic for you guys this morning, y'all. All right, now, for you guys that do not know, there's a rumor going around about Chris Brown being threatened by Raz B, the former singer of B2K. He was a former member of the group B2K. Now, my thing is this, y'all, okay? It is okay for celebrities to have some type of disagreement. It is cool. But when you go too far as threatening somebody and you post it up on YouTube, personally, I do not feel like that is a very smart move. Now, what if something happens to Chris Brown and the cops go ahead and hold Raz B's brother for threatening him and saying how he's going to pistol whip him and how he's going to do this to him and do that to him? And personally, honestly, for you guys that have heard the MP3 video from Raz B's brother stating how he is threatening Chris Brown. Now, my thing is this, y'all. You already know, honestly, truthfully, if you are a thug or a so-called gangster, you would not be posting it on YouTube and saying all of those things, saying how he is going to hurt Chris Brown. Now, quote me if I'm wrong, you guys. You guys can definitely go ahead and chime in at 718-664-6543 and just tell me whether or not I am wrong for saying that. I mean, I just want to know you guys' comments and how you feel about the whole situation, because honestly, I feel like it's a waste of time. I feel like Raz B and his brother is definitely trying to create a whole lot of buzz because they know that they do not have the type of buzz that they need at this particular time. And honestly, I just think it's basically them trying to create buzz. I mean, it has created a whole lot of buzz because on the YouTube video right now, it's like over 50,000 views. But personally, it's a stupid move. Point blank, serious, it's a stupid move. I don't feel as though it is real. I think it's phony. Think about people like Tupac or Biggie. Tupac and Biggie got shot, and the folks that did it, you know what I'm saying, did not go on YouTube posting up stupid comments about them trying to hurt them or nothing like that. So personally, I just think it's phony. For you guys that want to go ahead and call in, definitely, once again, go ahead and chime in at 718-664-6543. We will go on a break, and I will come back with some comments and some questions from the chat room and for those who are calling in. So, we will be right back. I'm about to go ahead and play this little YouTube video with Razzy's brother. So, y'all hold tight, all right? Stay tuned.
Hey.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Ricky Romance. Check it out. This message is from Chris Brown. Check it out, little homie. Alright? If I see you in LA, my dude, I'm gonna put my motherfucking pistol in your mouth, dude. I promise you. Alright? So make sure you keep them tweets to yourself, my nigga. And make sure you apologize.
Make the holidays even happier with a great deal on Pilot, CRV, or Odyssey from Honda. The car company with the highest owner loyalty.
For your little cheerleading boyfriend, one of Marion, you already know what time it is, dog. You need to be getting on Jay Bug for what he did to your mom, dog. And for Andre Merritt, take that gay ass Twitter pic off your motherfucker, off my timeline, dog. Okay, somebody tweeting you, and I'm seeing pictures with your shirt off. Okay, correct that shit. Chris Brown, step your game up, homeboy. When I see you, my nigga, I will smack you in your mouth, nigga. Beat you or drag you down the street and treat you like a little bitch, my nigga. This ain't no motherfucking games, homeboy. You ain't welcome in L.A., and if I catch you alone, watch what I'm going to do to you.
Okay. Welcome back, y'all, to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What, holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. I see some folks in the chat room right now. Now, from Space Poet, basically says it is PR stuff. Now, honestly, you are absolutely right. I do feel like it is PR stuff. I don't feel like it's actually their PR that is actually telling them to do these things. I just feel like they're basically doing it on their own, honestly. I feel I totally feel you. It is like pro wrestling because it's like you have one person that is in the lead and then the other person is kind of trying to beat the other person. So it's like the other person is trying so hard to prove a point, basically. And they're trying to prove a point, but honestly, I don't really think they're really proving a point. They're just trying to get a whole lot of buzz, like I was saying before. And honestly, when Chris Brown actually came off at Raz B, I feel like Chris Brown is being himself because you guys already know that Chris Brown has a temper problem. So for him to go off on Chris Brown, it is nothing new to me. I'm pretty sure that you guys seen how he was going off on Rihanna. Now, if he can go off on Rihanna like that and then go off on Raz B, that is totally understandable. And personally, I feel like Raz B kind of hit his sensitive side when he mentioned talking about some, how he was talking about some, how can men like, I forgot who was dating Halle Berry, but he was basically saying how can men hit on Halle Berry and Rihanna when they are such beautiful women. And when you're talking about Chris Brown and Rihanna, honestly, I feel like that is a sensitive part of him that can trigger his mind and kind of go off on somebody whenever you were to mention her name with his. And call me if I'm wrong, and if you feel some type of way about what I'm saying, just call in and let me know, or type in and say something in the chat room. I want to know how you feel. Now, this is what Chris Brown says. Chris Brown says when the first feud first started. He was basically like at Raspy 2K. When I need tips on how to demolish my career, I will call you. And then he says, tell me this at Raspy 2K. Why, when the money was coming in, you weren't complaining about getting butt plugs, number homo thugs? And then he says, at Raspy 2K, nigga, you want attention. Grow up, nigga, dick in the booty ass, little boy. Now, when he said that part right there, honestly, I think he went too far. And I think that comment right there could have been the reason for Raspy's brother kind of going off on the YouTube video as far as him threatening him of that matter. Because when you think about it, and he already knows the whole situation about Raspy and how he somehow got molested and stuff like that. So when you're mentioning stuff like that on the internet and thousands and thousands of people were reading it, that is kind of embarrassing. I really, honestly, truly, he went too far when he said that, because I would have felt some type of way. And I'm pretty sure that you would have felt some type of way. I personally feel like he went too far as saying those little comments. So we have a few more callers on the line. The first caller I see is 541-261. You are live. What is good with you? Hello. 541-261. Yes, you are live.
Okay, yeah, this is Space Poet. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking the whole thing about it is, you know, it could be real. There could be, you know, some real elements to it, but, you know, I think the bottom line is the industry, as far as the record industry, you know, it's kind of in shambles at the moment, man. A lot of people aren't selling records like they used to. And another point is, it just seems like nowadays, in our particular generation, everything is so tabloid and crass. You know, it really should be about art and music. And,
right.
You know, I guess they've accomplished what they've wanted to do as far as if it was a PR stunt or whatever, because we're talking about it, right?
Right, exactly.
So, I don't know. I guess that's one of the points of view I would like to get across, is that, you know, it really should be about art and getting back to making good music and saying something.
And you know what? You are absolutely right, because, like, truthfully, I feel like people are really, as far as rappers now, I feel like they are relying too much on beef to get a whole lot of attention. And I don't think that's the way to go, for real, because truthfully, if you are talented, and even if you're not that talented, all you really need is the right marketing to to really get your name out there, I don't feel like you should start any beef with anyone or nothing like that. And how do you feel about the comments about what Raz B Brother said as far as him beating him up with the pistol and stuff like that?
Well, as far as like the homosexual comments, I'm surprised with the way that things are so PC today that there isn't some sort of group like protesting it like for a boycott or something, man. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I just look at it like, you know, it'd be like back in the day, like if John Coltrane was like starting a beef with Miles Davis or Jimi Hendrix with like, you know, some other guitar player. It's just like back then they never even thought about stuff like that. It was just about the music and trying to innovate and expand the mind.
Exactly.
And yeah, and it's like we need to grow up and take a look, you know, at what's going on in the world and, you know, try to make a statement, man, because if we don't, then, you know, there's no enlightenment there, I suppose.
You are so right on that. And you know what's so funny, though, because I was just talking to a coworker, and what she was basically saying is that his publicist must be on vacation because he is acting a fool. And that was so funny to me because I was like, you know what, you were absolutely right, because she must be on break, because ain't no way these two young men are going to be going off like that on Twitter. I mean, I'm just saying, let's be serious. It was just off a simple comment. You know what I'm saying? It was just off a simple comment. People have their own opinions about anything, so I don't feel like Chris Brown should have really took that to heart. I feel like him taking that to heart basically means that he is still in love with Rihanna. How you feel about that?
You know what? I think it's most likely possible that could, you know, definitely be the case. The other thing actually this reminds me of is which was kind of, in some sense, ridiculous. Don't get me wrong, but Ice-T and Soulja Boy. And, like, they had a little beef on, like, YouTube. And you know what? All respect due to Ice-T. He's a total legend. I respect him to the utmost. But when you look at it, you know, you see Soulja Boy, and, you know, he's just a pop artist. He makes
right.
Like, dance songs. And he's, like, you know what, 18 or whatever. And Ice-T is the... He's the total vet legend MC, and I just thought that, I can understand his point and everything, but there's different genres inside, you know, hip-hop, and I thought that, I don't know if that was like a publicity stunt or what was going on there, but that was getting out of control for a minute, too, and so I don't know.
My thing is this, when you're talking about Soulja Boy, oh my God, Soulja Boy to me is like a big ass kid. You gotta think about it, because all he raps about is these toys. You know what I'm saying? It's like he reminds me of me because I'm like a big ass kid. You know what I'm saying? Right. I like video games and stuff like that. So, I mean, Soulja Boy, I couldn't imagine anybody trying to be in no beef with no Soulja Boy. Cause, I mean, let's be serious.
Ridiculous, man. I don't know what was beyond that, but I guess Ice-T had his reasons because he was saying how Soulja Boy was, like, watering down hip-hop or whatever, but, I mean, it's been watered down for a long time, I mean.
Right. So that would be, like, totally pointless. I mean, let's that would be absolutely pointless. Now, for you guys that are just tuning in the chat room, if you guys want to go ahead and say something about the Chris Brown and Raz B's brother threatening him or about the Twitter feud, y'all definitely can go ahead and chime in at 718-664-6543 and chop it up with your girl. Say to say what. I definitely want to get in here, y'all comments and your feedback about it. Now, I know this is crazy, but where did you find us and how did you find us?
Oh, you know what? Space Poet just has some, like, insomnia New Year's Eve symptoms. And I came on BTR because, you know, I do a lot of spoken word open mics, and I just like BTR, so I just popped into the chat.
Okay, so you basically saw us on, like, the first page or something, and then you decided to click on it?
Yes, my dear, exactly.
Okay, so do you have your own show or something?
No, I'm just a poet, so I hang out in the BTR community sometimes and do a lot of the open mics.
Oh, okay, cool. Definitely.
Yeah.
That right there is definitely the move, because EOTM definitely is into spoken word music. Yeah, so we have sometimes we have, like, spoken word open mics and stuff like that. So you can definitely go ahead and subscribe to our future shows.
Oh, okay.
And be able to get updates on our future shows as far as that. Definitely the move. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you for having me, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Great.
All right. Peace.
All right, y'all, I really do appreciate you guys for chiming in with your girl, Say to Say What's on EOTM Radio. We will go ahead and take a break, y'all. For you guys that want to go ahead and chime in or say something about the Chris Brown and Raz B feud on Twitter, y'all could definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. And I will be right back, y'all. Y'all hold tight, all right? Stay tuned.
I would like to take the time to welcome you to the Foreign Affairs trilogy, that is. But before we go too far,
thank you.
All right, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, y'all, to the mixture of artificial girls, say to say what. We are definitely in the groove right now of discussing the whole beef thing between Chris Brown and Raz B. Now, I'm over here on YouTube, and I'm just looking at some of these comments on the video that Raz B's brother did as far as him threatening Chris Brown. Now, some of the comments I see, now, the ultimate Amy fan says, okay, I am officially scared for Chris, Raz B and his family are so dumb. Truthfully, I don't feel like you should be afraid because of the video that Raz B brother did, because honestly and truthfully, that is a dumb move, but Raz B brother is not a thug and he is not a gangster. If he was a real gangster or a thug, he would definitely not be posting what he just posted on YouTube. Quote me if I'm wrong, but anybody would think the same thing. You are not hard if you are posting something like that on YouTube, because Pookie and them, you know what I'm saying? If you know Pookie and them probably don't even know anything about the computers. A thug probably don't even know nothing about computers. He probably don't even know how to post nothing about what you're talking about. And a real thug or a real gangster would definitely not post nothing up on YouTube so that everybody can know what they are trying to do. I doubt that. I honestly doubt that. Yeah, so that's what I have to say about that. And if you guys feel a certain way, go ahead and let me know. Space Poet said, can I do a poem? Do you honestly want to go ahead and do a poem? Honestly? Okay, cool. If you want to go ahead and do a poem, Space Poet, definitely go ahead and say a poem. I will let you on. Go ahead and call back in at 718-664-6543. And I definitely want to go ahead and hear your poem. I want to hear what you have to say. So go ahead and call back in, and then once I see you, I will definitely go ahead and put you on Space Poet. All right, Joe. Yeah, so I see another comment on here now. It says from Raw Judgment. Now, Raw Judgment says, are we serious having another fucking East Coast versus West Coast shit? Enough of that stupid shit, all right? As a result, we lost two of the greatest rappers of all time. Now, if this shit continues, both of these artists will die. Watch. Once again, I don't feel like this is one of those scenarios to where an artist or somebody is going to die. I mean, seriously, once again, if you was really about what you was talking about, you would not post it on YouTube. Once again, because if something happens, I mean, just in case something does happen to Chris Brown, the police is obviously going to hold Raz B's brother suspect. So I 100% doubt that is going to happen. Yeah, and that's what I have to say about that one as well. I doubt that is going to happen. Now, I see that Space Poet left the room. Space Poet, if you are in, definitely go ahead and come back in the chat room. I want to go ahead and hear your poem. I want to hear what you have to say. For you guys that are just chiming in, y'all could definitely go ahead and call in if you have any comments that you want to share at 718-664-6543. And we just want to go ahead and hear what you have to say. We want to know your opinion. We want to add your voice to our conversation. So definitely go ahead and call them in at 718-664-6543. Now, one thing about Chris Brown that I do want to mention, what Chris Brown did, honestly, I feel like he was a real, I truthfully feel like Chris Brown is himself. I don't feel like Chris Brown is the type of person that tries to act like he's somebody else. I feel like he does probably have a temper problem, and I feel like even if he was not famous or rich or popular, I feel like Chris Brown still would have done the same thing as far as going off on Raz B. Because truthfully, if somebody came at me like that and they mentioned something about somebody that I'm in love with and I feel a certain way about that person, truthfully, I feel like I would have definitely probably went off on him the same way. Because you got to think about it. When somebody hits your soft spot, that can really hit hard. And especially if you have lost that person and you know that it was your fault from the beginning as far as you losing that particular person, of course you will go off. Of course you will try to hurt whoever that is trying to look down on you or make you feel bad or make you look bad. So I definitely feel Chris Brown. I think I would have done the same thing as far as went off on Raz B as far as that, because, I mean, when you love somebody, you just love somebody. There is nothing you can do about it, and you cannot hide your emotions. So, personally, I feel that way. We have another caller on the line. I think this is Space Poet. He wants to go ahead and read his poem. Space Poet, you are live. 541-261, you are live.
On this New Year's Day, and this is called Sunlight in the Summer Garden.
I bring you cheer and good news, the bluest waters. I give you happiness and joy, the sunlight in the summer gardens. Day of alignment, beautiful migration, Jupiter and Europa, Hyperion and Titan singing psalms onto Saturn, pulsar, shining pulsar, move, gamma rays dance, eight colors of the sun, luminous high, aqua, lapis, blue, treasures of heart, divine feeling, color form and mind, sunshine, oceans of vibrations, pushing planets cosmic, golden comet sunset, like lightning standing still, a million fires glowing, growing, giving light onto the day, gravitation, radiation, do not weep, do not weep, omnipotent stellar space motion, Venus and Neptune, love and beauty, planets and atmospheres magnetized by angels' prayers, life carried on, radiant light strong by solar winds, and these dinosaurs, now skeletons, adorned by autumn's leaves. I bring you cheer and good news, the bluest waters. I give you happiness and joy, the sunlight in the summer gardens. Happy New Year!
Wow. Hello? Hello, Spaceport? Are you there? Spaceport just so happened hung up on the line, but I was definitely feeling that poem. I wish you can go ahead and call back in and speak to us and tell us what in the world was you thinking when you wrote that poem. I definitely want to know, and I'm pretty sure that the other folks out there want to know as well. So definitely go ahead and call back in Space Poets. You guys, we are definitely in the process of discussing the whole Chris Brown and Raz B the feud on Twitter. Like I was saying before, like, you guys already know that if you love somebody and you lost that person and somebody comes back and says something about who you love that is going to make you look bad, you will definitely go ahead and probably go off on a person like Chris Brown did. So, truthfully, I don't feel like Chris Brown did anything. I don't feel like Chris Brown is homophobic. I don't feel like he has anything against gay people as far as that matter. I just feel like Razzby kind of went overboard as far as mentioning the whole thing about Rihanna. So let me know if I'm wrong and let me know how you feel about the whole homophobic thing. And it's plain and simple that Chris Brown does have an anger problem. So I don't feel like, you know, it's something out the norm or nothing like that of that nature. Once again, if Razzby could not handle what he could handle, he should have never came off to Chris Brown that way. And who knows, like, Razzby probably did not know that Chris Brown was going to take it that way. And he probably had no idea that he was even going to take it that far. So as far as that, folks, if you are into the whole industry thing and you come across situations like that, I think that the best way to ignore the situation is to not even respond at all, because sometimes the smallest things can spark something so huge, and it's not even worth it. All that stuff is not even worth it at the time. You don't want to ruin your whole career based on something stupid as this. I mean, let's be for real. You have worked too hard, and you have put in so much time for you to sit up here and ruin your whole career over something so stupid, over something so small, over something that could have been avoided, something that should have never even happened in the first place. And I think that one thing that certain people need to realize is that people can voice their own opinions about anything. I mean, it really does not matter if you are doing good with your music, if you are gifted in something, or you know that you are great in something. I don't think that anybody, you should let anyone ruin something that means so much to you. Folks, so this is our time. We have a couple of more minutes on Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say To Say What. I really do appreciate everybody for chiming in. You guys can definitely go ahead and catch Say To Say What every single Wednesday night, Thursday morning at 1 in the morning. Now, for you guys that do not know, EOTM has over 11,000 views every month. If you guys are interested as far as advertising on EOTM, you guys can definitely go ahead and contact me at 404-988-7932, or you can go ahead and email me at saytosaywhat@queensofinternetradio.com, and that is SAYTUESAYYWHAT at queensofinternetradio.com. So with that said, y'all, I am going to end it, and y'all have a blessed night. All right? Cool.
Say To Say What? EOTM has the lovely, beautiful, talented Say To Say on every Friday morning at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to talk about some real issues, real love, or just be plain real, check out Say To Say on EOTM Radio every Friday morning at 1 a.m. Listen in on EOTMradio.com. Call in and talk live with Say To Say. Call at 718-664-6543. You want marketing for your business? Or if you're a hip-hop artist, a rapper, singer, whatever, just get Say to Fail at SAYTUESAYWHAT at queensofinternetradio.com. That's Say to Say What at queensofinternetradio.com. And check her out every Friday morning at 1 a.m. Be there!
Take some pain, Gia. Now, River Shouting, I'm running, trying to get more of your money. I'm in love, this on my lonely. Wake up, I
get to get money.
Sorry, but sorry, I'm only trying to get more money. I'm in love, this on my lonely. Wake up, I
get to get money.
I'm playing when I'm paper pursuing. Until you call me weak, jail, baby, what you doing? Like he ain't know, in the lab with the mean flow. Trying to make the green grow like oil sheen on the mean throw. I think I need no time to be sidetracked. Cause she be calling me till I call back. But you be stalling me till I fall back. Now you are arguing, parting me. What is all that? Dollar bill, she don't give a damn. She with another man trying to get a grand. Double that and then flip again. Baby, ain't no time to. Hate to tell you, but you are not on my mind. Boo, think about you now.
My mind, oh, you crazy, yeah. I be doing G.I. on the grind, chasing pain, yeah. You think you gon' be on my mind, oh, you crazy, yeah. I be doing G.I. on the grind, chasing pain, yeah.
Now, remember, sorry, I'm only trying to get more of your money. I can do this on my lonely. Wake up, I
just get money.
Now, remember, sorry, I'm only trying to get more of your money. I can do this on my lonely. Wake up, I
just get money.
She keeps on calling me. Where I wanna be, and I don't really wanna know who she was, but money's calling and I gotta go. And I don't really wanna know who she was, but money's calling and I gotta go.
Alright, we have another caller on the line. It's 212-245. You're live. What's good?
Hi, can
hello.
You hear me?
Yes,
hi.
I do.
What's your name?
What's my name? Say two. How are you?
Say two?
Yes, it is. Say two.
Is that like S E I T U?
Nope. It is S A Y T U E.
Okay. Is that like from another language?
I would say not really, because my name was kind of made up from my mother and my father's name put together. So, but I am African, so I would say yeah.
Okay, where'd you grow up?
Actually, I grew up in Stone Mountain, Georgia, but I was born in Liberia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know Stone Mountain.
Yeah, cool. Is there something that you want to say about the whole Chris Brown and RASB situation?
Well, Chris Brown's the guy that was accused of beating up Eminem, right? Or Rihanna, I mean.
Right, Rihanna. Yeah, Rihanna.
What's the Chris Brown Raspberry feud?
Okay, now, first and foremost, RASB, for my understanding, has been trying to get at Rihanna. So he was basically, he basically left a little comment on Twitter, basically saying, how can anybody hit on Halle Berry and Rihanna? So that's why Chris Brown got upset, because he left that comment on YouTube. I mean, on Twitter. So that's how everything started.
I don't get it. What's wrong with hitting on Rihanna and Halle Berry? He's saying that they're so different that you can't hit on both of them?
You know what? Basically, how Chris Brown felt is that RASB was trying to demolish his career as far as putting it out there, as far as making him look like a bad person.
Bad
so,
for hitting on Halle Berry. Oh, do you mean hitting on like beating up, or do you mean hitting on like trying to get a date with her?
As far as beating up. As far as beating
okay.
Up. Right.
Now, do you think Chris Brown really beat up Rihanna?
honestly, yes, I really truthfully believe that he did. And you can tell just from his actions as far as him responding back to Raz B, you can tell that Chris Brown has an anger problem. Like, he definitely has this little anger problem that needs fixing, definitely.
Yeah. What's your how do you feel about what's your stance on daylight savings time?
You said how do I feel about what?
Daylight savings time.
Daylight savings time?
No, daylight savings time.
Daylight savings time? What do you mean by that?
Well, the program where, like, I forget, I always get it confused, but, like, one part of the year you have to move the clock back an hour, and then another part you have to move forward an hour.
Uh-huh. Oh, right, right. And you know what's so funny? Because I always get them confused as well. I never seem to get them as far as, like, on the exact time and day. Like, somebody literally has to tell me. So that's what's so funny about that, because I never get it right also.
How do you feel about it?
And you know what's so weird? Because nobody really has ever asked me that question before. How do I feel about that? I feel like I really don't understand what's the point. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I was hoping maybe because you're like a – you have – how often do you do this show?
I do my show every Wednesday night, Thursday morning, at 1 in the morning. But the only reason why I am actually doing my show on Sunday was because I felt like I had to do a show on this topic because it was so crazy.
Saturday, it
happened so often. It happened so fast that I truthfully had to do a show on this topic. So that's the only
reason. Well, I feel like, you know, you're someone in the media. You have a media platform. Maybe you could help, like, push for us to get rid of daylight savings time.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe so. Because nobody has ever said that before. Honestly, like, nobody has ever said that before. And you actually just got me thinking, maybe I could.
Yeah, I think, like, that would be a big thing. And, you know, like, I don't know if it's going to happen overnight, but if people like you and me and the listeners out there would start pushing for it to be abolished, I think that's something that a lot of us Americans could support and gather around. I think it would bring a lot of people together.
Do you feel like the whole bringing the time back and bringing the time up thing, do you feel like it's supposed to be done, or do you feel like it's just one of those things where the United States or the world just think it's supposed to happen?
I don't know. I think that, like, it's I think it kind of gets us away from, like, the Bible, and it's, like, one of those things, like, that's just made to make, you know, to make man look more powerful than God.
Really? What do you mean by, but what do you mean by make man more powerful than God? How is that making man more powerful than God?
No. Well, God is the one that sets the time. And, and, you know, a man saying, you know what? God, we're going to move the clock back an hour. Or, God, we're moving the clock forward an hour. And I think that's foolishness. And it's, you know, we should be humble before God and accept what time he says it is.
Huh. And you know what? Oh, my God. Like, I'm kind of glad that you called in, because nobody has ever really brought that to my attention like you just have. And it's actually making me think, like, you know what? You are absolutely right, because it really does not make any sense as far as us bringing the time forward and bringing the time back. But how in the world do we know that we're supposed to do those type of things? You know what I'm saying? Because that's just like when, like in the Bible, how it says that God said that Adam ate the fruit. It doesn't say what kind of fruit it is. It just says that he ate the fruit, right?
Right.
So well, a lot of people kind of make up their own thing about what kind of fruit it is when they really do not know what kind of fruit it is.
Yeah, I mean, it could be people just say an apple, but maybe it's not.
Right.
It wasn't an apple. It could have been an orange or
right.
It could have been a grapefruit or a pomegranate or a banana.
Right. Exactly. So how would you go about if you was to start something as far as trying to demolish the whole bringing the time back and up forward? What do you think will be the best way to come about doing that?
Well, I personally, I do not change my clocks. And I'm just starting to speak out about it, and I encourage my friends not to change their clocks either. And I think if we all do that one by one, they'll just be forced to, accept it.
So what really happens if you are supposed to be at work at a certain time and you don't set your time back that everybody else does? How you feel like your boss is going to feel about that?
Well, you know, that's that has been a problem before, but I think the more of us that do it, they'll have to accept it.
Right.
You know, it's like a lot of truths. You know, initially there's a lot of people say, "Oh, you're crazy," and no one will ever accept this. But a lot of things have started that way.
So you're saying that you're actually trying to bring it up as a habit into folks not setting their time back and forth?
Yeah, I mean, I've thought of like going to clocks myself, like when I'm in friends' houses and at work and just changing the clock. If they change it, just to change it back to where it's supposed to be.
Don't you feel like if you're really trying to go about starting a trend or something that is going to be effective, I personally feel like maybe you could create like maybe a Facebook call.
A Facebook
point,
yeah. I'm gonna do a Twitter, but that's I'm also thought like I said, because you have a show like at least once a week.
Right.
So I think you'd be a good person to lead the movement.
Oh, so you're basically saying that maybe I could mention what you're talking about on our show, basically, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to keep mentioning it, and I hope you do. I hope, every show that you bring it up and, focus on it sometimes. It's like, I think that we could, I think we could really, really make this happen.
And what's your name?
Benji.
Benji, do you have a Law Talk radio show on the network? Already?
No, I'm thinking about starting one. I've looked into it.
Oh, so you're basically just a person, a regular person that comes on Blog Talk just to listen
yeah.
to radio shows.
I got the internet and I heard about this site and I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, okay. So how did you find us?
I just looked clicked on air and saw what's on air now, and I saw your show.
Oh, okay, cool. That's nice. So you basically got kind of deep into. So what really made you click on our show? Was it the title? or was it more of the description?
I don't know. I just, you know, I can't exactly say what it was. It just, I thought you might be, I guess the description, I thought you might be someone that would be interested in, you know, the whole time issue.
Right. And you know what? I am interested in the whole time issue. And I would definitely go ahead and mention it to the CEO of the company, too, and see what she says. Just so other folks can know, can you give out your email address or some way to where folks can contact you at, as far as that matter?
Well, sure. I'm on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Benji Bronk, B-R-O-N-K.
Okay, so you're on Facebook. Okay, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard the whole show or not, but I actually mentioned my email address and how folks can contact me as far as that. So if you're definitely interested into networking with me, you can definitely do that. I will definitely love to network with you as far as coming together and working on the whole issue as far as bringing
cool.
the time back and forward.
Now, what about, is this show, like, posted somewhere? Because I lost it on the internet, and I can't find it. Like, do you, once the show's done, is it anywhere where, like, you can get old shows and stuff?
Yeah, you can definitely just go to EOTMradio.com, and then you will see my show on there. You probably will not see my show right now because I was supposed to air my show at 1 in the morning. But I did not do it at 1 in the morning, so I'm still on air right now. So you probably will not see it probably till like an hour from now. So
wait,
just go to
EOTM.
Huh?
EOTM?
Yes, EOTMradio.com. And then you'll be able to download our show. If you want to get information as far as our future shows, you can definitely just go ahead and subscribe, get future updates on our shows, or you can fan me on Facebook, which is Mixture of Arts with Say to Say. So if you were to join us on Facebook, then you would get updates for future shows as well.
I thought it'd be good if we have like a slogan.
Like a slogan as far as what?
Like about, like, not changing the time?
And then do what with the slogan?
Well, just like, okay, like, you know, just to spread the message. It's good to have a slogan. Like, you know, like when they stop drinking and driving, it was like, don't drink and drive.
Right.
So I was thinking we could be something like, time, don't change it, keep it real.
Right. And you know what? That makes sense. Look, just go ahead and join me on Facebook. Be my friend on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Just type in Say to Say, and then you will see me. Say to EOTM Youngest Say, or just Say to Say, SayTueSaye. And then you'll find me on Facebook, or you can just join us on the Mixture of Arts with Say to Say. And then we could definitely go ahead and connect that way, and then we could figure out a way on how to work this thing. Okay?
Okay. Time. Don't change it. Keep it real.
I love it. That sounds so great. That sounds awesome. I like it.
All right. Do you remember, or do you have the slogan?
You said time. Don't change it. Just keep it real, right?
Yeah. But you had to say it like a little bit more snappy, like time. Don't change keep it real.
Okay. Time. Don't change it. Keep it real. Just like that.
Yeah.
That's definitely what's up.
I mean, I know you're laughing, but it's a serious thing, and like that kind of, every effort helps, you know?
Right. Right. And you're absolutely right on that. Definitely. Well, I really do appreciate you for calling in, and our time been up, but I really do appreciate you calling in, and I feel like it was for a reason. So thanks, and I look forward to connecting with you on Facebook, okay? Benji?
Yeah, God bless you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.